AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today in New York City.
It's good news.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says kids will be going back to school. All of them.
New York City public schools, 1 million kids will be back in their classroom in September, all in person, no remote.
The mayor was on MSNBC's Morning Joe after closing schools in March of last year. New York City was one of the first large cities to reopen school buildings in the fall of that year. But the majority of parents chose online-only learning for their children. Iran and the UN's nuclear watchdog agreed to a one-month extension to a deal on surveillance cameras at Tehran's atomic sites, buying more time for ongoing negotiations trying to save the country's tattered nuclear deal with world powers. Pope Francis is challenging the Vatican's in-house journalist to essentially justify their continued work. Here's the AP's Nicole Winfield.
The Pope has visited the in-house journalist, and he essentially asked them who is reading their news. They are in serious financial difficulties, and the communications operation is the most expensive part of the Vatican's annual budget.
Francis has ordered salary cuts from 3% to 10% for Vatican employees, both lay and religious, and paused seniority bonuses for 2 years. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is heading to the Middle East to press the Israelis, Palestinians, and regional players to build on last week's Gaza ceasefire by resuming peace talks. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal from a retired federal law enforcement officer who was put in a chokehold and wrestled to the ground at a VA hospital security checkpoint. The justices did not comment in refusing to revive a lawsuit filed by Jose Oliva against three officers who violently detained him in El Paso, Texas. Police in South Carolina say they believe they've closed in on a man accused of 4 killings in 2 states. This is AP News. A new trial in the UK suggests sniffer dogs could be used to detect the scent of coronavirus in humans. Claire Guest is chief science officer at Medical Detection Dogs. She says these dogs have the ability.
They have 350 million sensory receptors dedicated to olfaction. Now, this means they can smell a teaspoon of sugar and the equivalent of 2 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
James Logan, professor at London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, tells Sky News the dogs are good with scent detection and...
The dogs were able to detect people who didn't have any symptoms and also people with a low viral load. So those could be people who are at the beginning of their infection and not really detectable because they don't have any symptoms.
Another factor...
They can do it really, really quickly. So each individual dog could screen up to 250 to 300 people per hour.
Logan says preliminary findings suggest a 94% success rate. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.